Hi everyone, this is Dr. Lisa Solsenti and welcome to Dr. Lisa Solsenti podcast. So today I want to talk about the thyroid, and if you didn't listen to the podcast before this, I talk about my thyroid crisis story so you can understand that I personally am suffering from a thyroid issue, and my story is kind of funny and also unique because I was told that there's nothing we can do, and that's not true. So what I'm about to go into is a thyroid series of podcasts that's going to show you the things I've learned on my own, and also taking what I've learned and using it in my practice with my patients, and so the professional clinical experience that, yes, there's a lot you can do to help overcome thyroid and reverse thyroid problems, and that's the good news today, that we can overcome this, we can fix this. So let's start off with what is the thyroid. It's a butterfly-shaped gland right at the bottom of your neck, right? And it makes thyroid hormone. And a thyroid hormone, it influences every cell in the body, right? So we have a thyroid hormone that I'm going to get into all of this, but it gets into the cell of inside the cell. And that's what the most important part is. We want the thyroid hormone to get into inside the cell. And every single muscle, organ, and cell actually depends on the thyroid to function. It depends on these adequate levels of thyroid hormone. And that's what's really important, because the medical world just, you know, has no problem with just taking the gland out and not realizing that this gland is actually super, super important to everything in the body. It acts as the body's metabolic regulator. So when we get the thyroid hormone into the cell actually metabolism, the energy of the cell actually increases. And it also is going to control, like, if you're hot or you're cold. So it's very, very important for the metabolic rate. And when I'm working with people with weight loss, your metabolic rate depends so much on having the T3 hormone inside the cell, bottom line. And That's what we're working at. That's what we're looking at. And this amount of thyroid hormone that is in the body and getting inside the cell is responsible for driving the metabolic rate of every single cell in the body, right? So it's impossible for the cells in the body to properly function, and definitely when it comes to the metabolic rate of the body, with the inadequate or not enough hormones or thyroid hormone. So thyroid hormone is crucial in this. So what are the hormones? There's actually a T1, a T2, a T3, and a T4. And I know that's how people know it, because you may have seen your labs where you'll usually just typically see T4. And maybe if they test a little bit more, you'll see a T3. And we're going to get into the testing in a minute. But what I want you to just understand is the players before you're looking at your test. And the T4 and the T3, the T3 is the most active one. It's 300 times more active than T4. So really, it's really, really about T3. The crazy thing is that that's the one that's responsible for the metabolic rate inside the cell. But you need T4 to make T3. So T4 is important too, right? So that's what we have to know, is this T4, this T3. And T1 and T2 are important too, but these are the ones that we test. This is what science looks at. This is what the metabolic, you know, or the medical world looks at. The pituitary gland plays a part in this story, and that's a small gland in the brain that produces what's called TSH, which is thyroid stimulating hormone. So it's the pituitary gland. The full story would be the pituitary gland in the brain. It makes the thyroid stimulating hormone. And that hormone goes to the thyroid gland and tells the thyroid gland to either make more or less of the thyroid. So it's like the control center. It's going to be like, hey, we have enough right now to, you know, slow down a little bit. Or, hey, we don't have enough. Could you make a little bit more? Right? So that's when the thyroid gland is going to take this thyroid hormone, and it's actually not T4. It's going to make a thyroid hormone. And that's called thyroxin. And thyroxin has to actually bind with iodine. And so the four is four iodines that attach to the thyroxin. So this is actually a biochemical pathway. This is a story of chemistry class that you may have not enjoyed, or but we didn't learn this in chemistry class. We should have learned this. These are the things we should have learned. So the thyroid hormone has got to combine with the iodine to make T4. And then another pathway has to happen where T4 has to get converted to T3. T3 is the thyroxine with 3-iodine. So in the conversion of T4 to T3, yes, you're going to lose an iodine. You're going to go from 4 iodines to 3 iodines. And then it's that T3 that's going to get into the cells and do amazing things with the metabolism that it needs to do, right? So we're going to get into the story of iodine because this pathway that we're talking about from going from the pituitary making the TSH and then the TSH going to the thyroid gland and telling the thyroid gland, hey, make T4. And then in the liver, believe it or not, T4 is now going to get converted to T3. And then it's T3 that's going to get into the cells. That's the full story. And this story needs, yes, the thyroid hormone, but it also needs iodine. So what I have found that was one crucial issue in thyroid problem was I wasn't getting enough iodine. And that's okay. I wasn't giving myself it. I wasn't taking it in. There's what I talked about in the podcast before me where you're going to say that I talked to my sister and she's like, don't blame yourself. And I was like, I'm not blaming myself, but there is something I'm not doing right that's not allowing this biochemical pathway to work properly. There's something going on. I'm not taking... Well, we'll get into that part too, but yeah, there's something going on that I'm hoping I can fix. So what the first thing that I learned was iodine was crucial. And then as I was learning, and we're going to get into this to the next podcast, I'm going to get into this, so please listen to the next one, that fluoride, bromide, and chloride played a role with making sure if you're not getting enough iodine, those guys can compete with it. So that was a thing I had to look at. And then there were some cofactors that needed, I had to make sure I wasn't deficient in. So selenium, zinc, magnesium, B2, B3, B6, B12. So these are players of that story that I just said. And I'm going to get into that one in the next podcast. What this one is going to be about is the lab testing that you know or that you go and you get tested. So what happens is, now you could be hyperthyroid, which would be the thyroid's making too much hormone and you got too much going on and you're a little hyper and you're, you know, we're going to get into those symptoms. And then you can have hypothyroidism. And that's when you're sluggish, you're tired, you can't, you know, you're gaining weight, you can't lose weight. With the hyper, you're opposite. You're probably very skinny and you can't keep weight on. So they're a little bit opposite of the two, but we'll get into them when we get into the numbers and what that means. But right now, I just want to look at the lab testing. There's a couple ways you can test. The test that we do for thyroid is we do a full thyroid panel. We do iodine testing. We can do fluoride, bromide, and chloride testing. We also can test for selenium, zinc, magnesium, and the B vitamin levels. And there's another test that you can do at home, the patients do, is called the basal temperature test. This podcast is actually going to focus on the first test, which is the thyroid testing. So what I want to say is that the next time you guys go to your doctors and you want to get a thyroid test, you're wasting your time if you're only doing TSH and T4. So you're really not getting any information from that. And it's just one of the poorest ways to evaluate the thyroid. Actually looking at numbers and trying to say, do you have a thyroid problem? Isn't the way to go. Because in many cases, like myself, it just didn't come up on these numbers. So I had all these symptoms. And if you go back to the podcast before this, I talk about my thyroid crisis. I had all these symptoms, but the testing was coming back okay. So the testing isn't really the best sign that there's a thyroid problem. But obviously if something comes up on a test, you should pay attention to it. So just doing a TSH and a T4, or just sometimes some of them throw a T3 in there. So maybe if you're lucky, you'll get a TSH, a T4, and a T3. That's still a very poor test. It's a very poor way to look at the thyroid. Because the TSH and the T4 themselves are always usually opposite. Not always, but usually if the TSH goes up, the T4 is down. the T4 is up, the TSH is down. So really, when you look at those, you're just kind of looking at an inversion type of relationship. So it doesn't, it only gives you one information. It's like, oh, do we need more hormones? Is the body trying to make more thyroid hormone? Is the body trying to make less? So what you really need to do, this is what the takeaway information I need you to have, is make sure the panel is a full thyroid panel. This is what I do with my practice. This is what I do with every patient. I never just order one or two little markers in the thyroid panel. It makes no sense. So I do a TSH, I'll do a free T3, a free T4. Free means it's floating around, it's available. And sometimes we do the total counts, but it's TSH, T3, T4, and then you want to do antibody testing. And this is crucial. Doctors will tell you no, but it's a must. There's something called TPO antibodies and there's something called TG antibodies. And that's the best panel you can do right there, is a TSH, a T3, a T4, a TPO antibody, and a TG antibody. That's the best. That's like the minimum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things should be showing up on your thyroid tests. And if it's not, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time because you could easily miss this stuff. Now, I could go over the meaning of the tests if you'd like me to. But basically, that's really what I do, is I'll read the tests and I'll kind of know what's going on. But the main thing when you come into my practice is symptoms too. I want to know if the patient has the symptoms. That's what really tells you, the telltale sign is if the patient struggling with a thyroid problem. Because you could have a thyroid problem and for some reason these markers be okay. And that's one of the biggest issues, is that thyroid issues are being underdiagnosed. They're just being like overlooked. That was my story. And I found my thyroid problem through breast thermography, but they were doing thermography on my breast. And he was like, would you like me to check your thyroid too? And I said, sure. And that's how we found my problem. It wasn't through the testing, right? Here's part of the story that I didn't tell you about. And this is why the TPO and the TGs are so important. I told the story of when I went to the surgeon because I had to get it biopsied. And I told the story of how his treatment plan was for me to just wait for it to get bigger and too big and we'll remove it. And I was like, it's ridiculous. But part of that story was I was very, very frustrated with the medical world because I couldn't get anybody to do the testing properly. And it wasn't that I couldn't do my own test. It was that, well, if you're going to be my doctor, why can't you do a full thyroid panel? So when I got to him, he's like, is there anything else I can do? And I was like, why aren't you taking a full panel? I challenged him on that. I'm like, why won't anyone that I have seen in the medical world so far take a full thyroid panel? I kind of knew the answer to that. They just don't. But I wanted to challenge it. I'm like, this is as high as you can go in thyroid. Here's your general practitioner. There's your endocrinologist. And then there's your surgeon. And I'm all the way sitting in front of a surgeon. And I lucked out that I didn't have thyroid cancer, but I have this huge mass in there. And he's like, we're just going to wait till it's too big and we'll take it out. And I'm like, why haven't you taken the thyroid panel yet? Maybe he's thinking there's no point because I'm just going to sit here and wait. They wouldn't let me see the endocrinologist. Maybe she would have done it, but they wouldn't let me see her. So the point was, I had such a huge nodule or mass on the thyroid. And when they biopsied, it was full of lymphocytes. Lymphocytes are your blood cells, like your white blood cells. So when your body is attacking something, it's giving off, you know, it's your white blood cells that go to the thyroid and they were attacking something. So this mass or this nodule that was absolutely huge on my neck or my thyroid was full of lymphocytes. So I had an autoimmune disorder right there. I had, the body was attacking the thyroid gland with lymphocytes. So the thyroid gland should be full of thyroid cells, not lymphocyte cells. And if you just let this process go, it's going to develop into cancer because that's the next stage. That's what happens. You get a cyst and then the body might start attacking the tissue. You're going to get something full of lymphocytes and then eventually it'll go into cancer. And I knew this, but I was just so, I just wanted to know like what was his thinking, like what is going on? Like, Because I'm sure if I have a mass or a nodule full of lymphocytes, the TPO antibodies and the TG antibodies are going to be there. Because what happens in this story is the TPO is something needed to convert iodine. And when that conversion of iodine doesn't happen, and there's several reasons why, we're going to talk about this in the next video, the next podcast, we're going to talk about iodine. The reason, if this doesn't happen, there's a couple reasons why this wouldn't happen. The TPO gets attacked, and then your body builds antibodies to TPO. That's the lymphocytes. The lymphocytes are actually attacking TPO. TPO, all this noise is attacking the thyroid. So you're going to have antibodies if you have nodules, if you have Hashimoto's, if you have a thyroid autoimmune problem, you're going to see these antibodies, and they just ignore them. And then what they do is, if they're there, if you do have them on your test, they tell you there's nothing you can do to bring them down. That's a bunch of garbage. That's the biggest lie being told about thyroids. You can't fix this. You can't. And I'm sorry if my voice is getting up, because this is, you know, I've happens to all my patients. None of my patients are happy with their endocrinologist. They've all been really upset. And I actually really, I do my best to help people with thyroids, but it wasn't till God blessed me with my own thyroid problem, and then I had to challenge people and start taking my own classes and start learning. And I, as I mentioned in my other podcast, I'm going to say it again, get the book Overcoming Thyroid Disorders by David Brownstein. He's one of my professors, classes I took of his. Amazing. I've learned so much from him, and also other doctors I want to give credit to, but I'm finally learning the lies being told and what's behind, really what's behind the curtain, like what really is going on. I'm diving deep and really figuring this out. So the full panel I want you to get is the TSH, the T3. We want it to be, sometimes it's FT3 or it'll say free T3, but we want it to be the T3 and the T4 that's free, available. So it's TSH, a free T3, a free T4, it's hard to say, the TPO antibody, and the TG antibodies. And you've got to do that full panel. Okay? That's the first test that I do in all my patients. That's the first test I want you to do. You also can, if you want to see me, I can test you for it. You also can get the full panel done with your practitioner, in your medical doctor, and you can bring the results to me in the consultation, and we'll go over that. So you can have that already when you're going to meet with me, and we'll start there, or I can do that for you. I do work with people across the country. I use telemedicine, but there is hope for thyroid, and today was about getting the right test done. So I hope you enjoyed this. It doesn't replace your medical care. It's educating you to actually improve it. So I hope you enjoyed this, and definitely listen to the next podcast series of thyroid. Thank you.